question of this debate is exactly what I've just said, like reflecting on the political possibilities of art outside representation. And I have thought of this because I'm kind of worried about like the very superficial level of certain practices that claim themselves to be political, and like stay in a very graphic level. But also, I think it is important to discuss the intersection between art and activism, because sometimes I think we also stay just in the realm of activism, and to which degree we can actually go that far to call art activism, or like where is the connection between the two? And I must say I'm not a lover or an enemy of objects. I'm not claiming like a specific kind of art as the right thing to be doing. Okay, so my intervention is going to be very simple, and I don't want to to take all the time of this debate in like presenting a theory or a position. I thought I might just kind of explain every element of the title of this debate, and then I think between Stefan, Michelle, and Tobias, they're gonna kind of give their position, or to introduce their position on the subject. For me, like when I talk about possibility, I think more actually about potential, and political potential, probably as an ethical questioning, and thinking of art as a way of existing or of happening, of occurring, and in a way that that probably there is the potential in the very same event of the art, the existence occurring of the art. And then I think the question of representation is quite complex as well, because here we have the duality of speaking about political representation as well as representation in art. And those two aspects of representation can become like a tricky issue in this debate. I did something that is very kind of typical in these kind of situations, and I went to the dictionary to see what represent means according to the dictionary, and there is like five definitions. One is be entitled or appointed to act and speak on behalf of. The other one is be a specimen of example of, or example of. And to be represented, which means be present to a particular degree, to show or describe in a particular way, to depict in a work of art, or to be a symbol of. So obviously the word representation, it's a word that is used both in the realm of art and in the realm of politics. And I think it means respectively, represent as present again, in the case of like representation probably has been conceived in art, and represent as present on behalf of, which is probably the political representation we are used to. I think the political life of individuals anyway is very much perceived and happening through representational mechanisms like modern democracies and parliamentary politics. And I'm convinced, and this is probably the only point I'm going to make today, is that art cannot represent anything in such a way. And probably art cannot represent anything in any way. And I think that would be affirming otherwise would be a contradiction with what I just said about like potential and probably a bit of the immanence of art. And I think Tobias would be talking a bit about like the very same, like the need of questioning the very same notion of representation. But that I will leave that to him.
Did you just say that art cannot represent anything in any way? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, like anything in any way, yeah. Probably any... Not anything, yeah, it's true. I wouldn't go that far, but I would say it cannot represent anything in the realm of politics or in the way it cannot represent individuals and their claims. And I think probably the question of the political in art is more a question of subversion more than a question of representation. By subversion, I don't mean like the kind of aesthetic value of the Red Faction Army, which I've had enough of in like conferences and debates around the subject of politics. And I don't mean like the pull of subversion in a way, like. But I would mean like a bit like subversion of changing the rules of the game, even if it's just temporarily, and or like reconfiguring certain dynamics, even if it's just temporarily. I think I'm gonna stop there, and then I.